From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A trillion is a huge number when you're talking dollars or euros, but a trillion miles is not so much in the cosmic scheme of things. Astronomers say they've now found a planet that orbits two suns a mere 1,000 trillion miles from here. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, it's yet another example of a weird solar system being discovered around nearby stars.
2 years ago, NASA launched the Kepler Observatory to look for Earth-like planets beyond our own solar system. It has found more than 1,000 apparent planets around distant stars. And now, for the first time, it has found a planet in orbit around a double star. Lawrence Doyle from the SETI Institute in California says these twin stars are 200 light-years away from us in the constellation Cygnus, each with a slightly different hue.
Well, you have an orange star that's 69% the mass of the sun. And it is basically dancing with a 20% the mass of the sun red star. And they go around each other every 41 days.
Doyle and his many collaborators looked closely at this system and watched as the stars temporarily dimmed with a predictable pattern, a sure sign that a planet was passing in front of them. Now, astronomers had previously seen strong hints of planets around twin stars, but this is the first direct observation, according to their report in Science magazine. The planet orbits in a big circle every 229 days. It's a frozen world, about the size of Saturn, and it's likely a ball of gas with a rocky interior. Doyle says, imagine the sunsets.
And I remember from Star Wars, Tatooine, you know, the Luke Skywalker was watching a double sunset. But in this case, sometimes you get a sunset where they're far apart, and maybe the red star sets first, and then the next month the orange star sets first. And sometimes they set touching each other, sometimes they set eclipsing. You know, the sunsets would be really dramatic.
More dramatic to astronomers is that they can learn a lot about the stars and the planet as they dance around one another. For example, the junior star in this system is the smallest normal star ever discovered, Doyle says. And the bigger star is just plain perplexing.
It rotates slowly, which indicates it's old, but it has large star spot activity, which is an indicator of youth. So the whole place is a giant laboratory.
And one of the biggest conundrums is understanding the very existence of planets around twin stars.
Because they shouldn't be there.
Dave Charbonneau at Harvard University says the standard story is that planets form from a pancake-shaped disk of material that's left over after a singleton star coalesces.
When you have a binary star, two stars that orbit each other, that pancake of material could be easily disrupted. And so we have a harder time figuring out how to actually make a planet so that it can be born and stably orbit two stars.
Charbonneau was not involved with this particular discovery, but he says it shows clearly that planets can form around binaries. And that opens up a whole new horizon in the search for planets because most stars are actually born as twins.
So actually the sun is somewhat of a rarity from that perspective. Now what we want to know is, do most binary stars have planets? Just like we now think that probably most single stars do. And I think the future data from the NASA Kepler mission is really going to help sort that out.
Now that we know how to find them, I think in the next few months we're going to find a few more.
In fact, Lawrence Doyle estimates there are 2 million solar systems around twin stars in our galaxy. He's been hunting for them for 20 years, and all of a sudden, the Kepler Observatory has made his quest so much easier.
It's a gift. You know, after 20 years, the universe finally said, okay, try this one.
Success at last. Richard Harris, NPR News.